Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble, oh-so-humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Radio Land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is Brilliant Ideas, and we're going at it again on a Saturday morning, bringing you foodie, fun, entertainment, you name it. You can't have as much fun with your clothes on than you can here at Brilliant Ideas Radio. It looks like I don't have my sidekick this morning, so God knows where he is. He hasn't shown up, so once again, I will try to maneuver the show without someone to throw under the bus. By the way, if you are listening and you want to be a co-host today, I'll take somebody to be a co-host. You can call in at 714-242-5272. I need a co-host, need someone to pick on. So if, since Crispy is not showing up, if somebody wants to come on and be my co-host, now's your chance for radio fame. Last night, we had a great, great guest. If you missed it, you missed a good one. We had J.C. Dawn on with us last night. She's a country music singer, songwriter, and she was fantastic. She's got a new album she's working on, and she's coming out with her third album. If you missed the show, you got to check it out. She's a headliner who has lots of connections. She's been on stage with quite a few of big-name artists. And go back and listen to the show. You can always hear our shows. They're archived. Playback anytime, any place that you would like. And they're there for your listening pleasure. And let's see here, since Crispy is not here, I was going to play his ad, but now I'm not because the turkey has left me stranded this morning. I want to mention, too, about our sponsors before we go to our first guest this morning. Our sponsors have been great. The last 3 months, we've had two great sponsors, Albuquerque Seasonings and also Don Pablo Cigar Factory. I know if you've been listening to our show, you've probably heard their ad over and over again. And I just like to say that, yeah, we're promoting them, but they both have great products. And we appreciate their support over the last 2 months. We couldn't do it without them. And if, by the way, if you would like to be a sponsor, we have openings coming up for the next quarter pretty soon here for new sponsors. So we are always looking for people to come on the show. We advertise for you every week and hopefully can help you out with some sales. So anyway, back to the ones we have now. This is Albuquerque Seasonings. Check out the products.
Has your dinner been tasting a little bland lately? Do you love to barbecue? If you answered yes to these questions, then I have a great solution for you. Let Albuquerque Seasonings spice up your next meal. Albuquerque Seasonings offers rubs and sauces that feature new Mexico chili products that add a distinctive taste with a southwestern kick. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/Albuquerque. Follow us on Twitter at Albuquerque Barbecue. And most importantly, check out the website and order some great rubs and sauces over at www.albuquerqueseasonings.com. That's spelled A-L-B-U-K-I-R-K-Y seasonings.com. Hey, Mr. Brilliant Ideas, what's new?
Hey, Crispy, check out what I got today. I got a box of cigars from the Don Pablo Cigar Factory.
Awesome! I was just checking out the website for the Don Pablo Cigar Factory over at www.donpablocigars.com.
Yeah, did you know they have a great selection of cigars like natural, sweet, and Maduro?
They also have cognac, vintage, and aromatic cigars as well.
The Don Pablo Cigar Factory has their very own cigar makers, each with over 30 years experience, and they are masters in their field.
Every cigar sold at the Don Pablo Cigar Factory is handmade and hand-rolled from scratch right in front of the customer. How cool is that? The Don Pablo Cigar Factory can be reached at 1-800-537-4957. Once again, that phone number is 1-800-537-4957. Order your cigars today from www.donpablocigars.com.
Yes, check out both our sponsors. You'll like both their product, Albuquerque Seasonings and Don Pablo Cigar Factory. We thank them for their support. And without further ado, we are going to move forward on our first guest. Our first guest is calling in from up in Northern California, Chef Terrence Braxton, and he's with At Home Gourmet Kitchen, and he's the owner, and hopefully if the things are working here this morning, we should have the chef on the phone here with us. Good morning, Chef.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you fine. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on. I know it was short notice, but we like to always have people come on in the foodie world. And our good friend Carol from Sunblessed Orchards said, hey, you got to talk to this guy. He's got a whole lot of things going on in, up in Northern California. So thank you for coming on our show this morning and talking to our foodie friends.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about yourself. I post a little bit of information here on our website for the show, and I understand you got a lot going on up there with some school classes and cooking classes that you do up there. You got a restaurant and some other things. So fill the people in on what's going on up there and up your way.
Well, you know, we have this great little restaurant here in Modesto. It's called the At Home Gourmet Kitchen. We've been here 3 years, and it's just been an absolute journey. Our food is, we do flatbread and focaccia sandwiches, gourmet sandwiches, along with pasta. We also do several of our house gourmet salads. And the big thing for us in the restaurant, one of the big things are fresh baked, made to order cookies. Three different flavors there. But our sandwiches, as I said, are flatbread and focaccia. There is a Philly steak on the menu, and it's certified Angus beef, Philly steak with caramelized onions, cremini mushrooms, melted blue cheese on a flatbread with a garlic, roasted garlic aioli. So, you know, those kinds of things really get us excited.
I always like to, always early in the morning at 8:30 in the morning, hear about all this food, because then the rest of the day I'm starving. It's a tough job.
Yeah, but somebody's got to do it, right?
That's right. Somebody's got to do it, and somebody's got to eat it. So you said the restaurant's been in business for about 3 years, and your background, reading your bio, is your background is you've been quite a busy guy when it comes to chef and in the food business. Tell people a little bit about your background and how you got started.
Well, the long and short story is I started out in the industry as an apprentice in Virginia, and at that point, had an opportunity to work in one of the best restaurants there that was in Richmond at that time, Richmond, Virginia.
Now, when was that? Because I'm a Virginia boy myself.
That was back in the mid-'80s.
Okay, we might have crossed paths.
Yes, that's right. Well, if you ever know, there was a restaurant in Virginia, in Richmond, called the Butlery Limited.
I've heard of that, yes.
And that was where I actually got my start as an apprentice. cook and transitioned from apprentice to a sous chef, and within a couple of years was promoted to executive chef of that restaurant. So I had some great experiences early on, and later had an opportunity to move to the north, what would be Northern Virginia, where there's a restaurant there which is considered to be one of the best in the world. It's called The Inn at Little Washington. And that restaurant gave me some opportunities as the sous chef there to travel, to work with some great chefs. And Patrick O'Connell, who is the executive chef owner of that restaurant, has just been amazing as a pinnacle in my career.
Okay. And from there, how long were you actually there?
I was there for 3.5 years as the sous chef. And once I left there, it was kind of one of those things where I was looking for a journey. I was on a journey looking to try to start some things, do some things on my own. And unfortunately, all things don't work the way we want them to. So I ended up working with a good friend of mine who owned a food service company in Richmond, and found out that I worked with him several years ago, that he started a food service company, and he was doing contract food in several of the corporate buildings in Richmond. And I started out with him as his executive chef, general manager for his business. And that was one of the amazing things about his business, because it was a whole different side of the food industry, you know, from fine dining into now the corporate arena. And it changes your mind on food. But it gave me an opportunity to do some really great food in those arenas that you just don't normally find.
Now, was it like prepackaged food that were given but taken to, like, corporate offices? Is that the type of business it was?
No, actually, we had cafeterias in these corporate offices.
Oh,
so we would and as well as sandwiches, but hot food. And it was one of those things where we could really get creative, because, you know, we had an audience that was basically there every day, and we wanted to feed them great food every day. And so with that, you know, I had an opportunity to just learn some different ways about doing the corporate arena of food versus the fine dining of food. And I think that's kind of helped my career, too, to see the different facets of the food industry. But, you know, after working with that company for several years, the gentleman where I got my initial start from gave me a call and said he needed a chef in Chicago. I had never been to Chicago. And wanted a chef for the Marshall Field stores. I don't know if you're familiar with those.
Yes, I am. I've been to Marshall Fields myself. Yep. Nice stores.
Yeah, very nice stores. Of course, now they're the Macy's stores in that area.
Right.
But I went there as executive chef for the Marshall Field stores, which was, again, one of those things. You're in a big city, lots of food, all kinds of food that you can imagine. And my responsibility was within those stores corporately, within that region, suburban, as well as in the city, and also outside of that, which included Texas, Ohio, and Wisconsin at that time. So it really gave me opportunity to travel a little bit, see some different food, put some new menu items, and then most of it was training and developing and monitoring the recipes that went on the menus.
And then from Chicago, looks like you loaded up the truck and almost moved to Beverly. You headed towards Central California. It was Cisco. Is that how you ended up in California?
That's kind of that's one way I got to California. I actually came from California. There was a restaurant that had opened up here in Modesto about 7 years ago, and they had actually hired me to come into Modesto as their executive chef. And unfortunately, that restaurant, you know, it didn't stay long, but I was able to leave there and actually go to Cisco. And Cisco is where that got me to this point where I am. But Cisco was, as their business review manager, in-house chef, my job was mostly talking to other restaurants about food trend, food items, menu cost analysis, all of those things, and really what's happening in the food industry. And so it really was a great stepping stone to even where I am today, because it helped me with some of the items that I have on my menu as far as trend goes.
Right. Yeah, they're a big player, as everybody should know, in the food industry. Cisco is one of the major distributors in the food business. I came from a different angle where I was in the processing business, and we use Sysco quite a bit for distribution of our products to, you know, restaurants, grocery stores, et cetera, mostly food service type things. But, yeah, they do kind of like the shakers and movers when it comes to food products.
Absolutely.
So from there, you went into where you're at now, which, by the way, I'll mention right now for the people listening, is the athomegourmetkitchen.com, and it's right on our website. You can click on the link and go there to his website while we're on the radio here. But from there, you started the athomegourmetkitchen.com, and tell us a little bit about how that all came about and what your plans are for the future.
Well, you know, my passion has always been, you know, being able to teach and to give people opportunities to prepare food that they could do simply at home or for parties or whatever. So we started it, as you see the name says, the At Home Gourmet Kitchen.
Right.
So the business was originally started as a comfort to be able for people to learn how to cook food in a comfortable arena, and that was our restaurant. Well, at the time, it wasn't even a restaurant. It was just a cooking school. And so we wanted to be able to have people come here, learn how to cook, enjoy the atmosphere, go home, prepare for their families, entertain their friends. And the fortunate and unfortunate part is I've been in this business long enough that I still had the restaurant in me. So the restaurant portion came as an afterthought after we had opened as a cooking school. And so with that in mind, we created what is now our at-home gourmet kitchen restaurant slash cooking school. And that's where we have, again, we're open for lunch Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, and then 11 to 4 on Thursdays and Fridays. But that's where we created the restaurant portion of it. But it evolved from just wanting to do cooking classes with anybody who wanted to cook. Our tag says, for those who love food. So that includes everyone and excludes no one.
Well, I understand what you're talking about. You have the restaurant in you. When I was in the processing business, I had chicken. I was in the chicken business, and I've always said once you get chicken in your blood, you can't shake it. So I've always somehow related to the poultry industry. So I get it. And as far as your classes go, now you do those, I guess, in at your location, or is it a home type deal?
Well, we actually we start out in our restaurant, but we actually move them now. We're doing them at one of the local appliance stores. It's called Direct Appliance. They're right here in Modesto, and they have been absolutely amazing with our classes. We've been able to do classes there. Typically, we're doing two classes a month. We just finished up our last semester with a grilling class, which was marinades, rubs, and all that fun stuff. So we're looking forward going into the fall months with some holiday entertaining classes that allow people to do some food a little bit different, but, you know, some traditional food done non-traditionally. You know, we have a turkey breast recipe that we do with rosemary, orange rosemary marinade with a marmalade glaze. You know, just some fun stuff like that.
Sounds interesting. You might want to check out, we've had a couple of guys on here a couple of months ago from a company called DishUp.com, and they do DishUp, they do an online cooking school, and they're always looking for chefs to do cooking online, and I'll give you information off the air, but I don't know if you know Benny the Chef. Benny the Chef, who's one of our Facebook friends, has been on the show. As a matter of fact, on the 15th of September, we're doing a, I guess you call it a multicast radio / video series where he'll be teaching class, and we're going to be doing, hopefully tie it all down on the radio. But you should check it out because they're always looking for good chefs, and that's something you might want to pursue to expand your business into the video world.
Very good. Very good. Yeah, I like that.
So how's the restaurant doing?
We're still here. That's a good thing. We're 3 years in.
In today's economy, when you can say that right there is good. You're still there.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? Anybody who knows anything about the restaurant business should know that it is a very tough business. And, you know, the biggest thing is, these days is consistency, value, great customer service, and certainly the food has to be good. And
right.
So, you know, not that we are, you know, that we are better than anything or anybody out there. We just do what we do, and we enjoy what we do. And I think that's the biggest thing for us is, you know, that we're still here. Our biggest advertising for us has been the word of mouth. Typically, our customers, and we call them our best customers or the best customers that any restaurant could ever have, they tell our friends about. They're telling their friends about us and talking about us. Typically, you know, one person would come in, and within the week, they're bringing someone else in. So that's kind of been a really positive for our business.
So the food does the talking for you.
Yes, it does.
So yes, someone is up your way, where is your restaurant located?
We're at 1205 Tully Road, which is the cross streets for us would be Orangeburg and Roseburg.
In Modesto. And also, those that are listening, if you want to find out more about Chef Terrence Braxton and also his cooking school and about his restaurant and all that, you can go to the website, which is the athomegourmetkitchen.com. And like I said earlier, there's a link right here on our show. And, Chef, I appreciate you coming on to chat with us this morning to tell us about your operation and wish you much success, and if I'm up in the Modesto area, I'll have to stop by and check out the restaurant.
Well, I appreciate that, and thank you so much for having me on this morning.
Thank you very much, and you take care.
Have a great day.
You too. And that was Chef Braxton, and check out his restaurant if you're in the Modesto area, and also if you're in that area, you want to go to a cooking school and learn more about cooking. He's got a nice setup there. And go to his website and find out more information. And since I've got a few minutes here before our next guest joins us, I wanted to just go over a few little things here, some food news. We do this food news thing now every Saturday, and just thought I'd catch you up on some headlines in the food business if you're not aware. And first of all, I found this little story about Julia Child. Everybody probably knows Julia Child. If you don't, you've been living in a cave. But there's a legal battle going right now. The foundation is set up by Julia Child is locked in a legal battle with the manufacturer of Thermidor ovens. And Thermidor ovens has been using, I guess, Julia Child's name and image without the foundation's permission. She was a big Thermidor oven user back in the day. And anyway, to make a long story short, BSH Home Appliances Corporation, which is the manufacturer of the Thermidor, says it's simply making a factual reference to her use of its appliance. And Child had a Thermidor oven in her Cambridge kitchen, which is now displayed at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History in Washington. So there's been this lawsuit that's been filed, and they're asking the federal judge to determine the rights for both sides. So we'll keep you posted on the developments of that story. And something else, too, that I found interesting, that consumers are now looking online for food more than ever. There was a lull there for a while where people just were a little hesitant about buying food online. And, in fact, I was in the food business myself trying to sell products online. It's a tough business because of shipping, making sure that you have ice for your product, and it's all, of course, quick delivery and the cost of freight, et cetera. But global consumers are looking to buy more food and beverages online. Nielsen has done a study and found that online purchases of food and beverages has increased 44% during the past 2 years. And which 2 years ago, only 26% of the people surveyed had planned to purchase food and beverages online. So those in the food business who are online, who have websites, that's good news because it looks like now that more and more people are considering food as an option online to buy. You know, everybody buys books and CDs and all that, and the food business has kind of been lagging, but the survey found that 61% of global respondents indicated using the Internet for grocery shopping, which is also a big increase. So 45% use the internet to get information about grocery products, 43% search for deals, 33% read a grocery retailer's promotional circular flyers online, 33% looked for coupons online, which is another big growing area, 26% browsed a manufacturer's website. So people in the food business, you know, we all invest a lot of money in our websites, and some people have found that they haven't got a good response. Well, the good news is, looks like more and more people are hitting our way. So keep hanging in there, because I guess it's finally catching on. Shipping is a big problem, of course. We talked earlier, but it looks like people are trying to buy food online. A third story I have here before we go to our break, Starbucks. Starbucks is turning coffee grinds and old muffins into laundry detergent. This is a pilot plant that they're working on in China, where they're going to be taking the old coffee grinds. This is in Hong Kong. They're doing a test, and the muffins, and there's a conversion to turn this into a laundry detergent. It's kind of like a bio. It's called Bio Refinery Transform is the name of the .com is the name of the product, and very interesting. It's a way to convert things that were easily thrown in the trash into something perhaps more useful. It says Starbucks Hong Kong produces about 5,000 tons of used coffee grounds and unconsumed baked goods that end up in the garbage every year. Currently, most of the waste is incinerated, composted, or disposed of in landfills. So now they're going to be able to convert it into a possible laundry detergent. I just wonder if it's going to smell like coffee. Not sure if people are going to want to have coffee-smelling clothes, but something that was pretty interesting, I thought I would pass that along. We'll keep you posted. I guess they'll be posting the results of the tests, looks like, in the next six months. And we're going to take a little break, and we'll be coming back with a very interesting two ladies who have started an operation in New York. It's called Prohibition Bakery. And I won't steal their thunder, but they got an interesting concept, and they're coming out with product, and we'll find out more about their cupcakes and what they're infusing their cupcakes with. Very, very interesting story. So everybody, hang tight. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be back here with our next guest. And I think I want to play, let's play a little bit of Groovinator. They were one of the people that were on our show a couple months back. Great, great little band. In fact, if you ever want to go back and hear some good music, go back to our Friday night shows, and these guys were really good. So I'm going to play their song, Hot Little Mama, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes with our next guest.
Mama child, she's so fine. Send those heat waves up and down my spine. She got a small waistline, a hip red way out, and the whole fire department can't put her out. She's a hot mama, my hot, hot mama. She's my hot mama, and she really sets me afire. Hot little mama, like electric wire. Every time she kisses me, she sets me afire. She's my hot little mama. She's my hot, hot little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really sets me afire. Hot little mama makes me alarm. She can do more damage. And the whole age bomb. She's my hot little mama. Yeah, little mama. She's my hot little mama. And she really
That was the Groovinators. They were a guest on our show a couple months back, and Hot Little Mama. And you are rejoining the Grillion Ideas radio show. I'm Grillion Ideas, and we welcome you back and thank our first guest on the show, Chef Braxton. And now we're going to move on to our second guest, actually two ladies coming on the show here with us. And they're from, as I mentioned before we went into the break, they're from Prohibition Bakery in New York. We're going to have the two ladies who started this concept, Brooke Thiem, and I guess how you pronounce it, and Leslie Feinberg. And let me see if I can get them both online here together with us. Ladies, if things are working correctly, we should have both of you, I believe, online. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you ladies doing? Welcome to Grillion Ideas Radio.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for joining us. I found your product actually on Kickstarter website, and I was intrigued by the video and by the product and what you're doing, and just wanted to have you on the show, and I appreciate you coming on short notice. And all I can say is, what are you doing to cupcakes?
We're making them way more fun and way more interesting.
By the way, I guess I need to figure out who is who. Who's on first? Who's on second? Who just said that? Who's we talking to first?
Oh, that's Brooke. That's me.
Okay, Brooke. I'll address each one of you separately. It's kind of tough to figure out who's talking when you're on the telephone. But so, Brooke, how did you come up with this idea?
I was a chef in New York City, and Leslie was a bartender. And
okay.
So we just kind of got together and had an idea. Started with a Cosmo cupcake that has since been retired, but it turned into an idea, and now we have a store.
So you actually opened the store, and you're in whereabouts in New York?
We're in 9 Clinton Street between Houston and Stanton in the Lower East Side.
So how's the business going so far with your alcohol-infused cupcakes?
It's been going really well. Everybody's really excited about it.
Well,
lines out the door.
That's what it's all about. And Leslie,
yeah.
I was noticing on your Kickstarter program that you guys are trying to get people to help support you to expand your business. As a matter of fact, maybe you could tell the listeners a little bit about the Kickstarter program and what you're trying to do there, and give the web address to the Kickstarter program.
Kickstarter is a fantastic crowdfunding website where people with unique independent projects such as ours can get money from people who want to support what we're doing, and in return, those people get rewards from cupcakes, aprons, slacks, whatever it may be.
Okay.
And the idea is that, you have a set amount that you need to raise, and if you're even a dollar short, you don't get that money at all, because what happens is people's credit cards or whatever aren't charged until you hit the goal. So you don't have to worry about, you know, if we don't hit our goal, no one's charged, and unfortunately we wouldn't get any money. So we have about $3,500 more dollars to raise in 14 days.
Okay.
And if we don't get there, we don't get anything. We need bigger mixers. We need an air conditioning because we don't have that at all. And
oh, really?
It gets really hot in here. So, yeah, that's what it is. It's, if you go to www.kickstarter.com and then search for Prohibition Bakery, you can find us and help us.
Yeah, for those that aren't familiar with Kickstarter, it's a really neat program, and there's lots of people on there in the food business, and there's also just all kinds of projects, new inventions and things, and it's a really cool way for people who are startups or looking for funding for different projects. They go on Kickstarter, and you can check out the Prohibition Bakery right there and help the ladies raise the money that they need to get the air conditioned that they need. And when you make a donation, you do – there's different levels of donations, and based on what you donate, you can then receive different products, and there's a whole listing there on the site of what your money will buy for you. And so you got 14 more days. What was your total goal on the site?
8,800.
Okay. So you're doing pretty
good.
We're
at about 6,300 right now.
Good for you. That's why hopefully maybe some of the listeners here on our show can go there and help you support you. And it's a very small investment, but hey, every little dime counts. And I think what's
yeah,
the lowest
even a dollar.
Okay. So you can go as low as a dollar, right?
Yeah, you can go as low as a dollar. You know, obviously, any more is helpful. But you know, we have some really great rewards. One of my favorite ones is that you can give us your favorite liquor or beer, whatever it is, and we will create a cupcake and name it after you and put it on our menu.
Oh, really?
I think that's a great one. Yeah.
That's cool. So tell me about your cupcakes. Give me, what are some of your big sellers?
Some of our best sellers, it used to be pretzels and beer, which is actually one of our virgin flavors, but it's our most creative. It's a pretzel and beer cake with Nutella and white truffle salt.
Wow.
But actually now the White Russian has taken over, and everybody's craving the White Russian, which is delicious. It's an espresso cake with a vodka filling and Kahlua frosting. All of our cupcakes are like that. They're all based on something, and then we really capture those flavors with those liquors.
You've got some background noise. You guys must be in your store.
No, we're in our store. Sorry about that. We have a couple things.
Hey, that's good. There's nothing wrong with that.
We haven't hired any staff yet.
So if a guy like me in California, if I want to, can I order cupcakes with alcohol infused and have them shipped across country?
I wish. We're working on shipping right now, actually. It's prohibitively expensive. But we're hoping to have that nailed down in the near future because everybody wants these little guys.
Yeah, it's a very cool concept. I was wondering if it's because of alcohol laws and all that it could be an issue. We're getting a lot of background noise. Unfortunately, I have a hard time.
Hang on one second.
We're going to move locations so we can get a better. There you go. There you go. That's better.
Yeah. Sorry
but
about
so
that.
But so I guess because of the alcohol shipping laws, you have to be careful on how you ship products such as that.
Yeah, there's a lot of restrictions. I mean, these are, you know, delicate little beauties. We take a lot of care in making them look really beautiful and elegant. And so to ship them, I mean, it's a little scary for us. They're like our babies, and you don't know how they're going to end up there. It's a little nerve-wracking.
So if a person comes into your store and they want to purchase cupcakes, what does a normal cupcake cost? I guess it depends upon the type of liquor that's in it, or is there a flat fee and you can just choose?
The majority of our cupcakes are $2 each, 3 for $5, a dozen for $20. We have one cupcake, which is a top shelf. It's called Scotch and Cigar. And we like to say that's the Black MX of cupcakes. It's a molasses cake with tobacco filling, and it's frosted with Lafroy Scotch frosting. Very, very unique, very sophisticated, and delicious.
Sounds very good. So,
yeah.
Are you guys envisioning if this thing takes off of having franchise stores all over the country or
I mean,
or
that's
big
the idea. We definitely want to expand. I don't think we've decided this yet in which way we want to grow, but, I mean,
this idea clearly has legs. And if anything, if this first store is anything to go by, I think, you know, we're going to be able to grow this into something a lot bigger.
Now, how long did you say you, when did you start this and how long you had your store?
Well, we started doing this last year. I guess I would say is when we started really making orders and you know, doing real business.
Okay.
And we opened the store 10 days ago.
Oh, really? So
we're babies. We're brand new.
Oh, wow. You really are. So the store is actually only 10 days ago?
Yeah, 10 days ago.
Wow. I didn't realize it was that.
Because
I saw on your video, you guys, like you were, in, were you in a commercial kitchen when you were on your video on Kickstarter? Or was that your restaurant?
Until our store was finished, we had some last-minute construction. We were mainly in a caterer's kitchen. So we were baking at, you know, ridiculous hours and doing everything out of their space. So that the Kickstarter video was actually filmed in that kitchen.
Okay. So you really are babes in the wood, then. It just starting out.
You have no idea.
Well, I wanted to make sure that I let people know about your product, and it just was intriguing, and it looked like a great program and great idea that you guys have. You know, on Brilliant Ideas, we look always looking for cool ideas, and I want our listeners to check out the Kickstarter website and see if you can help them out with their goal so they can get the money they need for the AC, and also make sure you go to their website, prohibitionbakery.com, and check out their products and the things that they're working on. And I guess, you know, good luck. It's tough in
Thank
the business.
You.
It sounds like you guys have got a great start going, and both of you, good luck. And keep us posted. And matter of fact, you know what? You know, we're always looking for sponsors. So when you guys start selling lots of cupcakes, keep us in mind, and we work for food, so we'll probably do it for just a few cupcakes.
Well, when are you going to come down and try them, Frank?
Well, I don't know. I think I want to have to make a trip to New York. I already see that in my future.
Good.
We'll
be waiting for you.
We'll come your way and check out your cupcakes, and thank you for joining us, and keep us posted.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Frank.
All right. Thank you. Take care, both of you, and good luck. And there you go, folks. Bye-bye. That was Prohibition Bakery. Check out their website. Help them out on the Kickstarter program, and it's a really unique product, and thought it'd be good to have them on. Brooke and Leslie both, they both got background in the chefs and lifelong bakers, and Leslie was actually a bartender too, and the combination of the cupcakes and the bartending together, making these alcohol-infused cupcakes, really unique products, so check them out. And we're going to take another quick break. And, before I go to the quick break, I want to give you a little bit more food news, and then we'll take the break, and then we'll have our next guest. Jolie Madison's coming on next. She was one of our guests in the past, and she's coming on again with some new music and wants to share some things of what she's doing. But just saw a few more interesting little tidbits in the news. Over here in California, La Canada, Flint Ridge, California, there was a bear who was coming out of the woods, out of the mountains, and wandering through the neighborhoods and all through downtown Los Angeles. And the sheriff's department had captured the bear several times and took him back up to the mountains. And he kept coming down into people's, into their areas of around their homes. And so I thought what was interesting, they had to catch the bear again last week, and they used bacon and honey, a trail of bacon and honey, to get him into the cage. And they've now relocated the bear to San Diego to a wildlife sanctuary because he was determined to get into people's business in their backyard. So just thought it was interesting how they caught him, bacon and honey, and a trail of it got him into the cage. And speaking of bacon, I don't know if you've heard, but Seattle's best coffee shops all across North America have come out with a bacon-flavored coffee. It's a new group of different tastes of products that are coming out. And the bacon-flavored coffee has bacon, and it also has a pumpkin pie-spiced bacon flavor coffee. And they introduced that in New York last week, and it's turned out to be a big head, and they're kind of following in the footsteps of some of the other big coffee chains out there and fast food restaurants that have come out with all these different cafe mochas. And Denny's has got a maple bacon sundae, and Burger King has also got a deal where they've got a bacon sundae and ice cream. And so they came out with a bacon flavored coffee, and there's nothing wrong with bacon. And so check out Seattle's Best for their new bacon flavored coffee. And this other story I find very interesting. The most obese woman in the world, according to Guinness World Records, who weighed 700 pounds, her name is Pauline Pottier. Obviously, she knows how to eat, so I figured this was appropriate for the show. She actually lost her standing as the largest woman and got down to 600 pounds. And the way that she got down to 600 pounds, according to her story, is she loses weight through marathon sex. She calls it sexercise. And her and her husband, they've been married for 3 years. They split up in 2008, but reunited, three years ago. And what they do is, I guess not to be graphic, they just do it 2 to 5 times a day. And that's how she's lost weight, and now she's out promoting this as a way to lose weight. She says that I hadn't had sex in 3 years, but we did it 6 times when we got back together, and she realized that she was losing weight, and she was losing up to 500 calories per session. So if you're looking for a great way to lose weight, and she obviously knows that this looks like this might be the way to do it. She says all the jiggling causes your heartbeat and metabolism to be boosted up, and that's how she lost all her weight. So check that out as a possible diet. I guarantee it beats what's that Slim Fast. And there's a study done recently. Oh, let's see, where was this? In New York, fast food restaurants, they've been beat up about calorie intake and things like that. And they did a study based on how people eat based on lighting and music. And they found that in these fast food restaurants, if softer music and softer lighting was used, that people would end up eating 18 to 20% less calories based on soft lighting and soft music. So a lot of these fast food restaurants are considering, after this test of, if you go into a fast food restaurant now, you know there's bright colors and bright lights. Well, a lot of them are talking about making it so it's a more enjoyable place to have dark lighting in these fast food restaurants. So I guess there's scientific proof that the lighting and mood lighting and all that will cause people to eat less and feel happier. So anyway, coming to a fast food restaurant to you, I guess I can't wait to see a candlelight dining with a Whopper. But anyway, that's something that's being in the works. And another little story, which is actually very interesting. You've heard of things that people say when pigs fly. Well, pigs aren't really flying, but Farmland Foods, which is a subsidiary of Smithfield Foods, is coming out with a product called Pig Wings. And since everybody is so into chicken wings and hot wings, they've come out with a product which is a half shank. Some people call them pork dorks, but it's a half shank rib piece that's made into the size of like a chicken wing, and then they use different sauces. And pig wings is now the new thing that they're testing out in different restaurants. Farmland Foods says that it's they've already got quite a bit of interest in the product, and pig wings are a new category that will be giving competition to the chicken wing business. And so I guess pigs do fly now, so check out. It doesn't say where at this point, some of the restaurant chains that are testing it, but I guess coming to a restaurant near you, there's going to be a new product called Pig Wings. And last one here is, it's a story about sweetened drinks. They've done a study and found that people who drink, well, ladies actually, this is what the test was for premature births, if women who drank a lot of sweet sodas during pregnancy may be more likely to give birth prematurely. The study of more than 60,000 pregnant women in Norway found that those who drank one sugary soda a day were up to 25% more likely to give birth prematurely than those who avoided sweetened drinks. However, it's not clear whether the drinks themselves are to blame or something else, but based on the study of 60,000, they think it's attributed to the sweetened drinks. So thought that was kind of interesting. I guess basically lay off the booze and lay off the sodas. We're going to take a quick break. We've got our next guest, Jolie Madison, coming on. And Jolie's, like I said, been one of our past guests. She's a great singer, piano player. She's got some new things that are going on, and she wanted to share those with us. We thought it would be a good time to catch up. So I'm going to play Jolie's, one of her new songs, January Rain, and we'll be back in just a few minutes after the song to talk to Jolie and see what she's up to.
January rain.
Welcome back to Grillion Ideas Radio. That was Jolie Madison, January Rain, and we're going to have her on the phone here in just one second if everything's working right. Hold on. We hope it's working. Are you there? Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show again.
Hi, how are you?
All right. We appreciate you coming back on, and I assume that song right there that we are playing, is that a new song for you?
It's one of the newer releases from the album, yes, but it's not necessarily a new song. I do have a lot of new songs posted up on my YouTube page, the ones that I've written most recently.
Okay.
However, I don't really have money to record a new album yet, so that's kind of something I'm working on.
So how you been, Jolie Madison? We've been following you and watching you on Facebook and love your music. And you need to sell some more CDs. That's why I wanted to have you on. Hopefully, people that are listening will go to your website and buy your CDs, and so we can get that next CD out, because we need more of your music.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be wonderful. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it, because that's definitely always something that a musician needs, is to sell more albums, for sure.
Yes, that's true. Sell more albums. That's the way you make it. You don't make any money with an album sitting on the shelf, that's for sure.
Yeah,
well,
in this day and age, I think the albums are definitely more of a marketing tool than anything. But, you know, a lot of people expect to get music for free nowadays, and therein lies the challenge, you know what I'm saying? So.
Well, that's true, and there's a lot of that goes on, too. But I also want to mention your website. We posted it on our site here. It's a long one, actually, www.onesheet.com/J, I'm going to spell it, Joelle Madison, Maddyson. And
you can also go, I wanted to mention, you can also just type in joellemadison.net, and it'll come up as well.
Oh, okay, because I thought that was your other site, but when I got the promo and bio information, this is the one.
It's connected to the one seat, so yeah.
Oh, good. So how's it going in Nashville?
It's going really well in Nashville. I just did a music video at the end of May, and so my publicist, Amanda Moore, and I are about to release that pretty soon. Right. And so that's going to be the official music video for Here I Stand, which is the title track for my album. So we're doing that.
Right.
And then she's working really hard to kind of promote me and different radio stations, college, satellite radio, that sort of thing. And we're hoping to kind of book a tour pretty soon as well. So.
Well, you've got a good one there with Mandy. She's, of course, a lot of the people that come on our show, she brings them our way. And she's got a great talented group of people. And I think she'll do well for you and get you in the right places in front of the right people, and then it's up to you.
I do, too. Yeah, she's a wonderful gal. She's really sweet, and I've had a lot of luck with her so far. She's super easy to talk to, and, she's very reasonable as far as, pricing and everything else, too, because obviously as an artist you don't have a lot to spare. So that was one thing that was really important to me, and she's, she's really focused on the integrity of her business, which I appreciate. So.
Yeah, she does a great job, and I've had a lot of people say the same thing that she represents. So I wish you good luck on that. Let's play some more of your music. That's what people come here to listen to, and that way when they hear your music and how great it is, they'll go over and click on the website and buy some of your CDs. So
hopefully.
instead of us talking the whole time, let's play music. I'm going to play, I guess this is probably one of the older ones too, Speed of Sound.
Yes. Perfect.
All right. What's the background on that song? Is there a story behind that song? Did you write that or someone else write that?
No, I write all of my music.
Okay.
So I'm the sole writer on my album. I wrote it all myself, using piano. And Speed of Sound is just it's kind of a different perspective on falling in love. Usually songs about falling in love are really mushy and cliche, and Speed of Sound is talking about probably the more messy aspect of that. So.
And yes,
the chaos
it can
of
be
it,
messy.
You know.
It can be messy.
Yes, absolutely.
All right.
If
we'll
it's right, anyway.
We'll play Speed of Sound, and we'll come back and chat some more.
All right. Thanks, Frank.
Joel Madison and Speed of Sound. And Joel, I'm having a little problem with our sound system here. Give me 1 second, trying to get you back on. Okay, you should be there. Are you back with us?
I hope so.
Yeah, you are. Great song. And so what do you got going on now as far as I was looking on your website? It looks like they got you busy doing different little concerts and shows throughout Nashville. You're doing that basically between working full-time and doing that on weekends? Is that what you're doing now?
Well, pretty much. I'm working usually on the weekends as well. I'm an assistant salon director at a tanning salon, like an assistant management position over in Spring Hill, Tennessee. So I'm going to be working about 45 to 50 hours a week doing that. And basically, I mean, everybody is really supportive of music around here. So the people that I'm working for, my district manager kind of knows that that's what I'm involved in, that I have my own publishing company and my publicist, and I'm kind of really, giving this a great chance. And so I just basically provide my show schedule for her, and she gives me those, hours off in advance so I can make it to my shows. So I pretty much just always have the keyboard in the back of the car. So that's kind of how it is right now, yeah.
Hey, you should work out a deal with them to pipe your music into the tanning booths.
Right? Wouldn't that be great?
Why not? You have relaxing music. I can just see that. Just pipe it into while people are getting their tan. Hey, that's the way you ought to do it. Work out a deal with management.
I'll keep that in mind. I really will. Thanks.
Well, your title track on your CD is Here I Stand.
Yes, that's
and
correct.
We had talked about that last time you were on the show, and it's a great, great song, and that's on your CD. And everybody who's listening, make sure that you go check out her website. And you said it was joelmadison.net. They can find it, or the one that we have on our site will take it right to Joel's site. I always want to call you Jolie, but it's Joel Madison, and it's MADDYSON, and you can see the link on our show. So let's play Here I Stand and then come back and chat a little bit more. Maybe you could be thinking about this. We talked about it last time you were on the show, but if you got any great ideas on recipes or anything like that you want to share with the listeners, or heck, talk about anything you want to talk about, we'll come back and chat here after the song.
All right, sounds good.
Here I Stand, and everybody hang tight. We'll be back after the song.
Breathing deep, let it go. Let
Joel Madison, here I stand. We have Joel on the phone here with us this morning talking about her new album. And, yeah, I was just thinking about while I was listening to the song, we had the group, the two girls on prior to you. I don't know if you heard it, but they have, it's called Prohibition Bakery, and they have alcohol-infused cupcakes. And they've actually are raising money on a website called Kickstarter.com. You ought to check that out. Maybe that's a, something you could do, the same thing they're doing to raise money for your CD.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking about doing that. Probably after the first of the year, you know, after, I mean, because, you know, you've got all the holidays coming up and everything like that. So definitely thinking about trying a Kickstarter campaign. I've had a lot of friends actually be really successful with that here around Nashville. So
cool. Yeah, it's an interesting little concept. Matter of fact, I'm bringing on a lot of people on the show who are, I find on Kickstarter, because it's a lot of startup and new products and inventions, and you have singers and songwriters and all that, so it's a pretty cool way to raise money. What does it cost? What does it cost to actually do an album now?
Well, my last album cost about $16,000.
Wow.
And we had a lot of donations, and of course, I raised most of it myself when I was living with my parents as well. My grandmother made a huge donation for that also, and it took us all in all about 2 years to complete the album, you know, because I wanted to have a professional album that's ready for radio promotion and everything. I mean, you can't take a demo in and say, here, play this on your college radio station or your satellite radio station. They're not going to do it. It has to be professional. And just of a certain caliber, it has to be comparable to what is on the radio now. So, I mean, if you don't spend the money, then that's just not going to happen. So,
So it's pretty expensive to launch one, and then from there, you got to promote it and get it out there, and then hope to God that people click and buy.
Exactly, and the next step is kind of hiring a publicist. And, you know, of course, I'm trying to work on getting more paid shows in addition to the ones I play around Nashville that are strictly for exposure and meeting other songwriters and networking, et cetera. But it's just there's kind of a fine line and a balance, and you just kind of hope that something hits eventually. So.
Yeah, you're on the right track, and, of course, you're in the right town for all that. And I still think you ought to think about that tanning booth idea. So do you want to talk some foodie stuff? You got any ideas on recipes or anything you want to share with? I always put a few people on the spot, but got any foodie things you want to talk about?
No, not
at
all.
No,
yeah,
I didn't
well,
think
actually,
so.
actually, I no, I was saying it's fine for you to put me on the spot, because I'm always thinking about food. I do love to eat, but I am vegan, and so it's kind of, I'm always looking for, you know, raw recipes, whole recipes, like clean eating recipes. But I like to have desserts every now and then. And so it's kind of tough to find things that I can have that don't have like the dairy and all of the bad stuff in it as well. Yeah. And because it just really wreaks havoc on my digestive system and my energy and everything. But I've been following this woman, Kimberly Snyder. I don't know if you've ever heard of her, but she's a celebrity nutritionist. And I found this recipe on her website for there are these creamy lime bars, and they're only made with about 5 ingredients. It's raw cashews, coconut oil, organic honey, lime, fresh limes, of course, and then just a little bit of like the natural stevia leaf sweetener. So it doesn't spike your blood sugar or anything. Well, you know, I made these, Frank, thinking, well, they're vegan, you know, and I mean, there's definitely a lot of vegan food that's really fresh and really delicious and stuff, and I do make a lot of that, but I'm thinking, for a dessert, you know, I don't know how good this is going to be, right? Well, I made them, and my husband and I pretty much devoured the entire pan within a day. They tasted like, you know, lime cheesecake bars. Just go to KimberlySnyder.net. She has like a blog and the recipes on there. But oh my gosh, it was incredibly delicious, and I couldn't believe it only had 5 ingredients. You don't have to bake it. It's totally a raw recipe. It's really good for you. The coconut oil has lauric acid in it to kind of help you burn fat. The lime, of course, really helps to detox your liver and everything. But it tastes like you're having something really, really bad for you. It's so good.
You know, I'm not the vegan type. You know, I'm the bad guy that barbecues everything and cooks all those animals on the grill that you hate. But I have to try that out. That actually sounds pretty good. It's Kimberly
Snyder. It is really good.
Kimberly Snyder, yeah. And my husband is not vegan either, obviously. He likes to eat meat. I mean, I try to get him to eat vegetarian most of the time because obviously he's been pretty healthy going to the doctor, and they're, you know, really excited about how healthy he is because I don't have him eating meat all the time. But he still eats meat like 2 or 3 times a week, and he really loves these bars. So definitely something that's for everybody, and it's kind of a healthy option. So they're really rich, though, so don't eat more than 1 or 2 bars.
Well, I'm going to check it out. We may have another potential guest, KimberlySnyder.net. Maybe I'll have to talk to her about coming on the show and talk about
all of her different recipes. Yeah, I love her recipes. For sure.
Well, that's cool. Well, I wanted to just have you on to give you some more exposure, and hopefully people that are listening will go check out your site and buy some of your CDs and keep us posted as you develop your new album. And if you decide to go on Kickstarter, let me know that too, and we'll help promote you here on the show. And, yeah, you've always been one of our favorites, so you're welcome to come on anytime. And
well, thank you, Frank. Thank you for having me. I appreciate that.
Thank you. We appreciate it. And I'm going to, as we close out and say goodbye to you, I'm going to play your song, Say Anything, and then we'll be back in about 3.5 minutes to close out the show. Joelle, have a nice day, and thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day, Frank.
that was Joelle Madison, Day Anything, and you guys make sure you check out her website. Go buy some of her CDs, help her out, and we appreciate her taking time to be on our show this morning, and it's always great to have great singers, and also great if everybody can support them and do what you can to keep their careers going. Someone like that needs all the help they can get. And I wanted to mention before we close out the show that next week, next Saturday, is a anniversary for the show. We've been on the air as of September 8th, 1 year, and I'd like to thank everyone for their support. We've come a long way since September 8th, 2011. I went back and listened to some of the earlier shows, and yes, we have made some progress, maybe not a whole lot of progress, but it changed quite a bit, and thank you, everyone, for listening, hanging in there for a year. We had approximately 125 guests over the past year. We thank them for coming on the show and sharing their stories with our listeners, and hopefully next year we'll be able to bring in a couple hundred more people for you guys to listen to. And so next Saturday we're going to have kind of an anniversary celebration show, and just thanking everyone for supporting the radio podcast, and we'll be giving away a barbecue tool set to a lucky caller next week. So make sure to listen in next Saturday between 8 and 10 West Coast time for your chance to win yourself a barbecue tool set. I'd like to give some, yes, to give it away to a lucky listener. And also next week we have Katarina Kitty Cat coming on with her monthly rendition of the Sexy Sinful Desserts. And we've got the Barbecue Man scheduled for next Saturday, along with a few surprises and another singer, and should be a great show. And then also just want to mention our Friday night show. We have Lee Yankee and the Hells Yeah Band. They're coming on the next Friday, September 7th at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Remember, we have that show Grills Gone Wild every Friday night. It's a short 45-minute show where we bring in talented singers, songwriters, and kind of just goof off on a Friday night and talk a little bit of food, but mostly it's about music. So make sure to join us September 7th for that, and also our anniversary show on September the 8th. And we also like to thank our sponsors. We couldn't do this without them. Check out Don Pablo Cigar Factory and also Albuquerque Seasonings. We appreciate their support after hanging in there with us for the last 3 months. If you want to be on the show, whether as a guest or as a sponsor, make sure you contact us through Facebook. We have the Green Ideas Radio Facebook page or my page, Green Ideas, or you can send me an email, greenideas@earthlink.net. We'd love to have you on. If you want to come on and talk about your products, about your business, whatever, we're not real picky. As you can tell, we're the host and the co-host, and if you can listen to us, we'll listen to you. So check out, you know, hey, let us know if you want to be on the show. We welcome you. And on that note, I am going to sign off today. We're going to play, I want to play Moonshine Bandits, which was a guest we had on a few weeks ago. Moonshine Bandits is a Northern California, I guess kind of like a country rap type of guys, and I like this song, especially going into the holiday weekend. There might be some parties going on, barbecuing going on, and maybe a little bit of beer drinking that could go along with that. Make sure you drink responsibly, but I think their song is probably appropriate for the closing here today. Thank you again for being here every week and showing up and keeping this show going. We keep breaking records and we appreciate it. Everyone have a nice holiday weekend and drive safe, and see you next Friday night. This is Moonshine Bandits and their song Whiskey River.
Drink some beer. I could raise some hell, and I could do it well. Ain't nothing to a boy that could dump a few shells. Going rack in the back, old Jack in the sack. Head hitting on the dash while holding hair back. Now Johnny Cash rapped and he loved this track. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that. Tell mama I'm a rebel, thank Hank for that.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride. And we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
We've been known not to walk the line. We stumble damn near every night. Pour us some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
We want some whiskey.
Whiskey, whiskey.
Whiskey River set me free.
On the table now, break that bottle now, drink, 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 drink. Hey waitress, go ahead and give me some, but if it ain't about whiskey, don't bring me none. And I ain't walk the line, cause I'm a rebel, son. I'm a tattooed redneck outlaw.
Well, we jumped in our truck for a midnight ride, and we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer.
Yes, we're heading to the bar to drink some beer.
Drink some beer. Drink some beer.
Three shot four, raise your glass and hit the dance floor. Now put them on my tab and give me four more. One beer, two beer, three beer, four. Now whiskey and women gon' treat me right. I'ma raise a little hill till I see a little light. I get kicked out of bars almost every night because I live these songs that I write.
Is your website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.
I won't have to relearn how to two-step or make myself some rough and rowdy friends. Starting wearing fading Levi's and driving pickups when it's cool being country again. Well, already have my boots on, won't even have to break them in. While you're searching through the rack for my John Deere hat, mine'll fill my head for it's always been. I'll be singing along in a honky tonk with the cold. Or DC City by my southern fried accent. Y'all.